KERA-FM, Dallas.
Duffy's Tavern.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern. Where do you leave me, Dean? Archie, the manager speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. The crowd, a lot of servicemen tonight. Yeah, the place is a regular separation center. Already I've had to separate three guys. By the way, you know who came in tonight? Lefty O'Rourke. Yeah, he's out of uniform now. No, Duffy, not on points, on parole. Yeah, Lefty says he just couldn't get along with the warden, you know, and one of them had to go. Well, you know, the warden's been pretty solid. Well, I don't know. O'Rourke was very popular up there, Duffy. In fact, he claims they voted him the man most likely to return. Say, by the way, speaking of getting out of jail, Eddie, the waiter, is thinking of leaving us. What do you mean, so what? Eddie's a very valuable man. Huh? Well, I admit he ain't very fast on his feet, but he's got a great knack for serving hash without that guilty expression on his face. Yeah. Well, I think he's got an offer from Grogan's Grill. Well, don't worry. I'll talk him out of it, Duffy. You know the old line. Gratitude, the chance for advancement, all we've done for him. Money ain't everything. Yeah, the old sucker pitch. Well, certainly he'll bite. Don't I forfeit every time I ask for a raise? Well, just leave it to me, Duffy. I'll call you back. Go on. There's a rumor around that you have had an offer from Grogan's Grill.
Uh-huh.
And the rumor also says that you're thinking of taking it.
And keep your eye on that rumor. It's got a future.
Look, Eddie, you're not serious. Where did you get this idea about leaving?
Just looked into my wallet and there it was.
This is madness. You can't leave here. Wait, you're a part of Duffy's Tavern.
Yeah, the part that goes over the cash register last.
Just a second now, Eddie. Is it that you feel that Duffy ain't done right by you?
Well, now you know yourself that when it comes to blowing that horn of plenty, he ain't no Harry James.
Eddie, leave us discuss this. I think if you're fair-minded, I can tell you that you're making a mistake. Now answer me, do you object to working 7 days a week?
Definitely.
And I suppose you object to putting in 15 hours a day?
Very definitely.
I suppose you also object to not being paid no salary?
Extremely definitely.
Eddie, I'm afraid you didn't enter this discussion with an open mind. Don't you realize there's more important things than money?
Yeah, but they all cost money. Look, Miss Archie, now I'd like to have a salary. I just can't get along on the tips I collect.
Now, don't hear me that, Eddie. I've seen nights when you walked out of here with enough quarters to choke a horse.
Or kill him with lead poisoning. Miss Archie, I just can't do it. In addition to the tips, I think I ought to have a dollar a week salary.
How does 35 cents hit you?
It don't even muss my hair.
All right, then go ahead and quit. But if It's hard to think that you take this attitude toward a man who's been your friend. Almost your brother. Who took him in. Laughter and tears.
Hmm? Be sure to listen to Stella Dallas at this same time.
Okay, go ahead. Stop that, friend. Yes.
Hello, Eddie.
Finnegan, what is your opinion of a man that bites the hand that feeds him?
Well, some people will eat anything. Why, what's the trouble?
It's Eddie here. He wants to get paid more money.
Money? Eddie, my boy, money is nothing. You know what I always say?
What?
Be it ever so humble, there's no place like home.
What's that got to do with money?
Well, we owe 6 months' rent.
Thanks, Finnegan. You're a big help. Now, look, Eddie. I think you're confused about this whole thing. What you need is a real nice vacation. Tell you what to do.
What?
Take the rest of the day off.
That would only add to the confusion. I wouldn't know what to do with a day off.
Well, what did you do on your last day off?
Went up to Boston. They were having a tea party.
I can see you're in the wrong mood. Why don't you go out and breathe some nice, clean air, and maybe you'll change your mind, huh?
That might help. Okay, see you later.
Mm. Look, Archie, I don't like to seem a ghoul, but have you got any ideas where I could get a job?
A job for you? I don't know. Have you tried Ripley? What do you want with a job?
Oh, I got to get away from home, Archie. I just can't stand that fighting.
Your mother and father again, huh?
Yeah.
What are you fighting about?
Oh, the simplest thing. Like this morning. It all started about the new silver coffee pot.
Coffee pot?
Yeah, my mother hit my father over the head with it.
Well, why did she have to use the silver coffee pot?
Because it was your 50th wedding anniversary.
Oh. Do they fight all the time like that?
Oh, yeah. Fight. Except once every week they quit for half an hour.
How's that?
They stop to listen to Mr. Anthony.
Well, ain't there nothing you can do to stop them?
So I tried to. This morning I said, Mom and Papa, why do you fight like this? Why, when you have so much to be thankful for?
Then?
They took a look at me and started swinging again.
Well, must be kind of tough at that, Finnegan, having to watch your mother hit your father with a coffee pot every morning.
Well, it don't bother me too much. You see, I'm a tea drinker myself. But that's why I'd like to get a job, Bart, to get away from it all.
Well, I'll tell you how you can pick up a fast nickel, Finnegan.
A nickel? How?
Well, I want you to go over to Grogan's across the street.
Yeah?
Make sure they don't notice.
Yeah, huh?
And if you see Eddie the waiter talking to Grogan, come right back and let me know.
Oh, boy. I feel like a genie.
Yeah, go on. Okay. Now, hurry back.
Hello,
Miss Duffy.
How do you like my new house?
Oh, lovely. How often do you have to water it?
Don't be silly. These flowers are artificial.
Oh, I see.
Only the fruit is real.
Look, why do James Hatch have to have everything on them, including the kitchen stove?
Because they serve a very important function. When you pass a woman on the street, what's the first thing you look at?
The supper. Leave a stick to hat.
Anyway, you should be talking about clothes, the way you dress.
What's wrong with the way I dress? My clothes fit perfectly.
Yeah, but whose?
Look, I got no time to be standing here brandying insults. I got enough to worry about.
What have you got to worry about?
Eddie, the waiter. He's thinking about quitting. And because he can't pry a measly dollar a week salary out of that nickel nursing old man of yours.
A fine way to talk about Papa after all he's done for you.
What's he done?
He got you started. Gave you responsibility. Took you into his confidence. Taught you the inside workings of the business.
Miss Duffy, I do not consider helping your father polish up pennies to be passed off as dimes a junior partnership. Believe me, I owe that guy nothing. When I think of what I could have been if I hadn't come to work here 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. It happens that the very morning of the day that he hired me, I turned down a splendid opportunity to go on release. And from there on, who knows?
Hey, come in.
Oh, excuse me, Stuffy. What is it, Finnegan?
G-Man reporting.
Oh, yes, G. Now, what's the dope? I mean, outside of you.
Just a second. Are we alone?
Yeah.
Well, who's that standing beside you?
That's you.
Can I be trusted?
We'll have to take a chance. Happened over at Grogan?
You was right, Doc. He was working over there.
Are you sure?
Yep.
What was he doing?
He was in the kitchen cutting down the paper plates to make the meals look bigger.
Rat. Not only does he leave us, but he gives away our trade secrets.
Yeah.
That's Benedict's team. Anyway, guess I just better call up the employment agency and hire a new waiter. Hello? Bowery Bum Personnel Service? This is Duffy's Tavern. What have you got in the waiter? Well, I'd like to get a man who can handle both a la carte and cuisine. Huh? The hours, from 7 to 3. That's 7 a.m., of course. Huh? No, the 3 is a.m., too. A dinner jacket? Well, yes. And it would be a good idea if you wore one for breakfast and supper, too. The salary, $35 a week in tips. Okay, send him right down. Mr. Grogan, this is to inform you that you are a low rodent-type rat, comma, for stealing Eddie the waiter. It is such people as you that cause ill feeling between labor and management by offering a living wage. In closing, you are nothing but a crook, a swindler, and an all-around crumb. I remain the same.
Archie.
P.S.
Say, Arch.
Oh, what is it,
Sonny? I told you I was looking for a job, and you go out and hire a strange waiter. What's wrong with me?
What's wrong with you? Finnegan, pull up a chair. It's going to take a little time. In the first place, you don't know how to write. How could you write down the people's orders?
Sure, I can make X's. One X for salad, two X's for soup. Three X's for meat and coffee.
Three X's for both meat and coffee? How would you know which was which?
Simple. If you have to cut it with a knife, it's meat. Now, look, why don't you at least try me out?
All right, I'll try you out. Now, I'm a customer sitting down here at the table. What do you do first?
I tuck the napkin under your chin.
Well, yes, that's correct as far as it goes, but... What do you do if I ain't wearing a collar?
Well, if you ain't wearing a collar, what do you need a napkin for?
Finnegan, one uses a napkin irregardless of whether he is attired in a collar or not. That's considered good form. As a waiter, you must not forget Emily Fruit.
Well, you didn't tell me you came in with a dame.
Simeon, I would suggest that you try Ripley again, with your hat off this time. Now, I gotta go finish this letter to Grogan. P.S. In addition to the above, Grogan, you are the gruesomest man I have ever seen.
Hiya, bud.
Grogan, you are one of the gruesomest men. Now, what can I do for you, Dimple?
I was sent here by the employment agency.
Well, if you'll pardon me, you don't look much like a waiter.
Too pretty, huh? Well, when do I start to work?
Well, just a second. I got to interview you. I got to fill out this form. Now, name?
Rosenblum.
Born?
Yep.
I've heard that one a million times, and this is the first time I ever doubted it. What education did you have? Did you go to high school?
Does that come before or after college?
Let's skip it.
I think I did. Well, any other questions?
How long have you been away?
How long? Well, what time did you call the agency?
Now, wait a minute. Where did you ever work?
Oh, Madison Square Garden, the Legion Stadium, the St. Nicholas Arena.
Hey, just a second. Rosenblum. You ain't Maxie Rosenblum, the fighter.
Yeah.
Holy cow, I didn't recognize you standing up. I've seen you fight a dozen times. I remember the night you fought King Levinsky. He really knocked your brains out that night, didn't he?
What? A great fight.
Yeah. And I was there the night that Mickey Walker flattened you with that right hook in the first round.
I was hot that night.
You never did fight Joe Lewis, did you?
Nah, he was too cowardly.
Joe Lewis cowardly?
Yeah, he was scared he'd kill me.
Look, Maxie, how come you gave up fighting?
Well, I had trouble with my eyes.
Oh, trouble with your eyes, huh?
Yeah, after the second round, I always seem to be looking up at my opponent.
That's your opponent. Well, maybe you're just as well off. You know, it's a pretty tough game, that fight game. I used to be in it myself, you know.
You a pugilist?
Oh, certainly. I've pugiled around quite a bit. Look at that wrist. Feel that fight, Cuthbert. Now, that ain't chopped liver.
It ain't muscles.
Now, muscles ain't everything. You see, I was very clever, very scientific. I used to slither around that ring like an eel. In fact, they used to call me the ringworm.
That I believe.
Thanks. Oh, John, I used to have this terrific corkscrew punch that I invented. You know, I'd start it right above me right knee. Then I'd twist my wrist and turn my body at the same time, you know, putting plenty of shoulder into it.
Sounds great.
Yeah, but, you know, like every great punch, it had a flaw. The recoil used to knock me flat on the floor.
Say, I wonder if I had a corkscrew punch and didn't know it.
Probably. But, Maxie, what's this about you working here as a waiter? Don't it feel fancy after being in the ring so long to be walking around serving drinks?
Nah, I feel right at home. Between rounds, I go to a neutral corner.
Oh.
Oh, by the way, Archie, who's the bimbo over there?
Oh, I'll introduce you. Miss Duffy, this is Maxie Rosenblum, the fighter.
You know, Mr. Rosenblum, if it wasn't for that broken nose and those cauliflower ears, I'd never know you were a fighter.
Hey, this dame is crazy about me. Look, sister, why don't you and I, why don't you stick around and help me luck out a few ball rags, huh?
I see what you mean about the eye trouble, Maxie. Okay, you're hired.
Well, what's the salary?
$35 a week in tips, plus 50 cents a round for ejaculating drunks.
$35 a week? Okay, I'll take it. Now, look, before I start, there's one thing I want misunderstood. Anybody says anything I don't like around here gets a punch in the nose. You understand that?
Well, natural.
And that includes you, ringworm. Well, I'll see you later.
Duffy, huh? Yeah, there are no waiters here. Well, at the moment, he's sitting around with the customers. Now, don't fly into a transom, Duffy. You've got to get acquainted with the customers. Well, when closing time comes, you don't want them to be carrying out perfect strangers, do you? Okay.
Oh, Archie, I'm afraid we'll have to get rid of that flashy mask thing.
What's the matter?
A customer just spilled some soap, and Mr. Rosenblum is mopping it up.
Well, what's wrong with that?
He's using the customer for our mop.
Hey, Arch, what's with that new waiter?
What's the matter?
I just asked him a simple question and he punched me right in the nose.
What was the question?
I just asked him, how's your cauliflower?
Well, I can see I'll have to take care of this guy. Hey, Massey.
Well, what do you want now?
Look. Didn't them five guys you just drank five beers to just leave?
Yeah, they left. Well, what about it?
Where is the 2 bits for the 5 beers?
They didn't pay me for them. They just left my tip.
How much was the tip?
The tip's 2 bits. You want to make something about it?
Well, no. I'm just thinking what generous guys they were.
Okay, now look. I'm in the middle of eating. Don't bother me again.
I'm afraid I have hired a playboy.
Hi, Miss Archie.
Huh? Eddie. So the Portugal son has returned. I should think you'd be ashamed to walk into this place.
Well, fella can get used to anything in 5 years.
So you turned turncoat on us and went over to work for Grogan, huh?
I ain't working for Grogan.
Eddie, don't add perjury to injury.
I'm telling the truth. You see, you gave me the day off, so I just worked over there for a couple of hours, that's all.
You mean you're still working for us?
Yeah, Miss Archer, I guess I still got a soft spot in my head for the old place.
Well, I appreciate it, eh? And you know what I'm going to do for you? I'm going to give you that buck a week, even if I have to take it out of my own salary. And if I know Duffy, I probably will.
Now, well, Miss Archie, see, I don't like to...
Oh, don't worry about it. It just means it puts me in a lower income tax bracket. Besides, I do something for you, Eddie. Maybe you'll do something for me.
What?
Well, you see, we hired a new waiter while you was gone. That big guy over there with the cauliflower ears. So as I say, I do something for you, you do something for me. I want you to go over there and fire that guy.
Miss Archer, I appreciate that dollar a week, but I'd rather not have it paid to my estate.
Wait a minute. You mean you're afraid of him?
Me? Well, no, it's just that you hired him, and I think you the logical man to fire him.
Eddie, don't you want to get no executive experience?
Yeah, but I'd rather climb the hard way, you know, live and learn.
Okay, then, I'll do it myself. Hey, Maxie.
What is it now?
Maxie, I'm sorry to say that a situation has arose. Eddie, who worked here first, is back with us, which naturally leaves you with very little seniority to fall back on.
Hey, wait a minute. Are you trying to tell me I'm fired?
Well, frankly,
you know what happened to the last guy that fired me?
No.
Neither does he.
Now, look, Maxie, leave us not make a scene. You know what I'm driving at. Why don't you just turn in your bar rag and sleep quietly?
Well, what about the week's salary?
Well, you only been here 20 minutes.
What?
Okay, we'll pay you full week's salary. Let's see. Here. 20, 25, 30, 35. Hey, Max, 35 cents.
35 what?
35 cents. What did you expect, a bloom? And if you don't mind, I'd like a receipt.
Oh, you'd like a receipt, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, here. I'll give you one.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern. Hey, the acting manager, sir. Miss Archer? You just went out. Yeah, for about 10 moments.
FM, Dallas.
Mr. District Attorney, starring David Bryan. Mr. District Attorney,